In Dublin, Ireland this afternoon, the 50th World Eucharistic Congress got underway with Mass and an opening ceremony in the Royal Dublin Society Arena. Emer McCarthy is in Dublin and sent us this report.
The church in Ireland is a church on the path to renewal, said Archbishop Dermot Martin of Dublin as he opened the 50th International Eucharistic Congress in the Irish capital Sunday, very much setting the tone for a week of events. It was a clear message to the faithful from Ireland's four ecclesial provinces, who were joined by thousands of pilgrims from overseas Sunday afternoon in the Royal Dublin Society Arena. It was the good news that they needed to hear. Flags from the Solomon Islands, the Democratic Republic of Congo, from the US, Vietnam, China, Australia and Europe fluttered in the breeze as some 40 cardinals, 200 bishops and priests processed behind the Book of Gospels for the first celebration of the Eucharist in the week-long Congress. The celebration began with the unveiling of the healing stone placed at the foot of the altar. Upon its granite surface, a prayer has been inscribed, written by a survivor of clerical sex abuse. Archbishop Martin stood before it as a young woman recited the prayer, and silence pervaded the arena, followed by lengthy applause. Archbishop Martin recalled all those who suffered abuse and who still today bear the mark of that abuse, which they may well carry with them for the rest of their lives. In a spirit of repentance, he said, "We must remember each of them in the silence of our hearts." But Archbishop Martin also had a reminder for the Catholics of Ireland, particularly those voices within the Church and wider society who have been demanding reforms of the Church itself and some of its key teachings. He said, "The Church is not ours to redesign. It is a gift that we receive from the Lord with the guidance throughout history of the Holy Spirit and following the example of Mary and the saints." Mass was presided by Pope Benedict XVI's personal representative to the Congress, Cardinal Mark Ouellette. In his homily, he also spoke of the suffering and serious challenges to the faith within the Irish Church. He said, "Every Sunday we go to meet the risen Lord by partaking in the Holy Eucharist. It may seem in the world's eyes that we gather for social reasons or according to our cultural and religious traditions, but in fact, we are called together by the Lord himself." Cardinal Ouellette also reached out to those people who feel themselves to be on the margins of the Church. He said, "Christ's unique sacrifice offers salvation to each and every human being." He said, "At these gatherings we come as we are, poor sinners, and we may not always have the proper disposition to receive communion, but everyone is able to live what is called a spiritual communion." And the papal legate to the 50th International Eucharistic Congress concluded, "Let us be aware of the unfathomable gift of the Holy Eucharist. God deserves much more adoration and gratitude for this gift of love." Indeed, the gratitude of the Irish gathered in the Dublin Arena Sunday was palpable. Gratitude for the sight of young and energetic men and women religious milling about in the crowds, a rare sight in the Ireland of today. Gratitude for the African pilgrims who brought their particular identity to the assembly, entertaining them in song and dance in the lead up to the Mass. Gratitude for the 30 boys and girls from Austria, a visible presence of the young church, a breath of fresh air, as one elderly lady put it. But above all, gratitude to Pope Benedict XVI for this opportunity, in the midst of suffering, to experience the healing and comfort that only the Eucharist, in communion with Christ and with one another, can bring. From Dublin, at the 50th International Eucharistic Congress, I'm Emer McCarthy.